This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Unrest in North Africa and the Middle East has pushed oil prices back into the news. Prices have been rising at their fastest level since 2008. Libya is not among the 10 largest oil exporters, but the rebellion against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has reduced production, affecting the global market. This month, oil prices rose above $100 a barrel. Prices went above $145 a barrel in 2008. The price of oil affects prices and demand for energy, plastics, farm chemicals, and many other products made with petroleum. During the last week of February, Americans paid the second biggest weekly increase in gasoline prices in 20 years. This young woman has to drive a long way to school, so high gas prices mean less money for other things.
I'm a college student and I have to drive like 45 minutes to college, so it sucks.
The United States has a strategic petroleum reserve that contains more than 700 million barrels of oil. President Obama could use some of this emergency supply to help ease fuel prices. But intervening in the market could hurt oil production in the United States. Oil prices have been rising at a bad time, just as many economies have been recovering from the global recession. Also, several countries in the euro area are still struggling with debt crises. European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet said last week that strong vigilance is needed to contain inflation. That could mean raising interest rates, which could hurt European countries heavily in debt. In the United States, higher fuel prices come just as General Motors and Chrysler show signs of recovery after their reorganizations. American car sales last month were 27% higher than last February. GM led all car makers with a 47% increase. High fuel prices reduce demand for big cars and trucks, but economist George Magliano says this time high prices may be good for car makers.
With gasoline prices higher, certain people might want to go out there and get a much more fuel-efficient vehicle. And I don't even just mean a hybrid or an electric vehicle now, which they could do, but the gasoline engine vehicles get 25-30% better mileage today than they did 3 or 4 years ago.
And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. Share your stories about what high fuel prices mean to you at voaspecialenglish.com or on Facebook at VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.